Blog Talk Radio.
Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties, sitting courtside. Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit. Home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City is a pity. Half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, Zelo. Three card, Marley. Labor Day parade. Rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty. Long live the World Trade. Long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And the winter gets cold in vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Girl, while I'm in New York,
And I'm gagging because this fat bitch woke me up 5 seconds before the radio started. I was like really out. And this shade. You just see how the family do you? Fucking shade. Not coming back to Charlie House with the 2012, bitch. This was my last weekend. You know what? I'm a Chanel. Fuck it. I'm leaving the house with Mizrahi. Officially, I am out of the house of Mizrahi. Jack can have the whole house. I don't care what they're doing. I'm leaving. You know what? CIC Switchboard is on the house of Mizrahi's side. You don't even know my story, and you are on their side. That's not fair.
That answer is.
Yes, Whoopi, and the whole house of Mizrahi is not on my side. I left the house of Mizrahi on air, and they cannot take me now. They're reading
thank you.
Me.
Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
I could be the. I'm going to be the. No, I'm not going to the house of Chanel either. I'm going to think I'm going to be. I'm going to be a con. Fuck it. You know, all the girls are cons now, bitch. That's a fighting house. They will beat up everybody for me. I would just say, beat this one up, beat that one up. I'd just be running around saying, beat that up, beat up, beat up, beat up. They like to fight. Yeah, they don't fight no more. Let me just set around for they think I'm turning them, honey. No, I can't go nowhere. I got to stay here with my fucking brats and say I'm not leaving this house. I'll be the last surviving stander, bitch. Fuck that shit. I'll be in this ride to the day of darkness come through this earth. How is everybody? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I hope y'all weekend was great. Mine was fantastic. I am definitely in New York City. I am at Mother's Kelly House. And you know what? I don't even know when I'm going fuck home. I'm going home when I feel like it. You know how they say when you leave home, you be free and your mind is all right. And then when you finally get back home, everything hits you, bills, payments. But now I don't even have a car yet. You know, all the drama hits you when you go back home. At least stay away. Yeah, it's a recap show, so whatever's on your mind for your class, supposed to call in and read. Read and talk. And trust me, it's a lot of drama from the last 2 to 3 days. So I wonder what Kelly and the rest of them would say first. You know, they're the drama girls. They're always reading someone on the hush. You got to sit back and listen to everybody. They're always reading it, but they never say a name. But they're always reading. They say it's a fat, legendary commentator that's running around here, loose somewhere in the city, and we cannot find who she is, and she's the hater right now. So that's on a few people's signatures on Yahoo. So when you walk around, they say, oh, somebody... It says, if you read a few signatures, they say it's a fat, legendary commentator running around here thinking she's loose in the city and we need to cage her the fuck back up. So, that's the story I'm telling. You know what? We're going straight to New York City so I can wake up because I have a headache. Straight to New York City to the legendary character.
Put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real. Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Switchboard.
Get on. What's up? Hello?
Oh, no, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you at first. The switch bomb must have had me muted, honey. Cause I could...
Honey, can y'all hear me now? Am I on the airwaves, girls?
The world can hear you.
Baby, I don't know how he's tired, honey. I logged him onto Yahoo. I logged him into the chat room, honey. I called his phone up. I called the phone in for him, and he was asleep. And I woke him up when it was time for him to come off his intro.
America, America, it was pure D fucking shade. How you gonna go to work 1 minute before, like, you wake up, you didn't brush your teeth, you didn't wash up, nothing, and she slammed the phone in my fucking face, talking about, oh, and I hear music on already, so that means I had nothing but, like, 30 seconds before I can say anything. It was fat shade, you know, fat people stick together. How you doing?
Baby, honey, you gotta keep it clean, buddy.
That answer is... true.
You know what? Now I'm telling the world. You know they already know who Switchboard is. Sometimes your dad is. You know, fat people stick together.
That answer is true.
Well, baby,
you know, I'm a skinny bitch on this line. I need to find a skinny bitch on the line so we can really take off on the fat bitches. Because the fat bitches, and you know, the
children
other.
Oh,
shit. Sure. Yes, you go.
LOL, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, we off the block. How you doing?
No. Fuck you.
How you doing? How you doing?
Stay together.
Yeah.
What is it? You woke up 3 seconds before and you couldn't pull it together?
Baby. I pulled it together because of the sense of humor I have. But I was really kind of cringing as in she gave me the phone and I hear, and now I call it. I'm like, this really fucked my face.
Baby,
and he was down on it too. And you know what? We putting George out of the house too. He was a part of it too.
And the George cannot get put out the house. Shamel, don't Shamel have an issue to talk about tonight on the radio?
Shamel have an issue. I don't know.
Well, we have to wait and see if she calls Ed Mistake.
Well, she better call in because I'll call it out.
Ooh, we know Jennifer's in another house. She might be my daughter, but she'll call it out.
Right.
Because I got a motherfucking issue tonight, honey, baby.
Everybody
and
has
I'm going, and I'm going to call it out. I'm going to motherfucking call it out. Because like I keep telling y'all week after week after week, I do not like phony fucking faggots at all. But I'm going to call it out a little bit later. Baby.
Yeah.
No, get it going. It's Monday. Recap.
You got to go. I know what she's talking about.
Andre, why are you not logged on? Kelly has about 6 computers in that house.
He's logged on to the plasma in the living room.
Yeah, I'm logged. I'm halfway logged on.
I don't see you on.
He's not going to be logged on.
Andre, you must be got some teeters you want to send over to everybody.
Ah.
Or you got a visual or something.
No. I just usually see Father on and it's not on.
But how are you guys and girls in the chat room doing tonight? What's
now
going
on?
How are y'all fucking doing? What's going on in the motherfucking chat room? What's the tea, Miss Thing? I had some tea, Miss Thing. But I forgot the name of the person and mistake, and it was just crazy. I got to get the full rundown of the tea. I got some tea about this child. I forgot what state he was from, and he was getting fisted by some other butch queen. He thought the child was fucking him, but the child was actually fisting him, mistake, and he had to get 7 stitches in his ass, mistake. I got to get the name of the child, mistake, girl, because, baby, it was crazy.
They said something about ass? What about ass?
No, this child thought he was getting fucked by somebody, but he was actually getting fisted, honey. And he had, after he finished Miss Thing, he had to get 7 stitches in his ass, baby.
Only 7?
Only 7 and you're getting fisted? How big was his fucking asshole?
I don't know, baby, but you know, I got to get the full tea, Miss Thing. I have to go, you know, everything was last minute, you know, because I was watching Big Brother All Stars, Miss Thing. So, you know, oh, shit. Oh, Miss Thing, somebody just hit me up and said the girls stole my MySpace password, Miss Thing. Miss Akeem Blahnik stole a password from MySpace. The girls are stealing the girls' passwords from MySpace and shit now. What the fuck is going on? Honey, there was a lot of girls. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, because I hear Andre in the living room talking, but I don't hear him when he's talking. So I didn't know what was the tea this day. But what did you, how did you like the ball?
Me?
Then, yes.
Oh, I had a great time.
Baby, I was just gagging, honey. It was just so long, Miss Thing. I didn't get home.
Yeah, but because it was the
morning.
Awards and all that stuff. It was, I mean, you know.
And then all those heavy paint, all those heavily painted butch queens that was in the building, Miss Thing.
Who was heavily painted?
It was a lot.
Well, who?
Your computer keep knocking my Yahoo.
Yes,
off.
You keep getting in and off.
I don't know what's going on. Oh no, they gave away somebody. Hakeem Blahnik, Miss Thing. Somebody stole his password, Miss Thing, and said and put on his page that he had died. The girls are fierce.
You gotta go new room.
Yes. Well, my weekend was child. I'm not gonna put that out there, honey, girl. It was
send
a lot of
me.
Painted. It was a lot of painted butch queens in the building last night, Miss Thing. Heavily painted, you know, Miss Thing. Running around with all white on, Miss Thing. White ain't good with paint, Miss Thing. But, you know, I was out.
You leave him alone.
I was out on Sunday, you know, and I went and got my nails and my feet done and my eyebrows on Sunday before the function. And, you know, and I was coming in my building, and as I was walking up the steps in my building, Miss Thing, I see Kurt from the chat room walking out my building. What the fuck was going on in the building, Kurt?
Who, Kurt?
Kurt from the chat room. He was in my building the other day.
Wow.
Maybe he came to see the drag that stole your dog.
Yeah, some slash drag queen living in your building. The one that had
the dog. The one that's. Maybe he came to see the drag that stole your dog.
Maybe. Well, honey. Oh, yeah, let me tell y'all the story, because I don't know if anybody ever been to my MySpace page, they see that I have a MySpace page for my dog, right?
Yeah.
So 2 months ago, my dog got missing. My two sons that was here at my house with me, my son with the long hair, and my other son with the Caesar was here, and my dog got missing. So I didn't know where my dog was at for 2 months, and so my husband's birthday was on Friday, so I got him a new dog for his birthday. So then I got me a little black Pomeranian. It's scented, bitch. And so all week long on the news, I have been watching stories about people that have been finding their dogs after 2 or 3 months. So I was telling everybody the story. Not less than 20 minutes later, Father George Mizrahi goes outside and sees this drag queen with my dog. I was gagging, honey. So my husband went downstairs, and he was about to attack the drag queen. I thought it was too much. So now I have my Yorkie back, and I have my Pomeranian. So, yes. Oh, hold on. So, and that was the tea. So now I have both of my dogs.
You're not getting away that fast, honey. Baby, how you gonna lose your dog and 2 months dog is in the same fucking building?
So where that bitch would have got attacked?
And pee outside every day. So your fat ass must have been sleep not looking out the window for one.
No, but this is the whole thing. You know, I travel a lot, and I don't really be home like that. And when I'm home, I'm in and out. So I really never knew, you know. But I knew I had a feeling that the dog was in the building someplace. And I kept telling my husband, eventually, you're going to find the dog. So my dog that was lost was a Yorkie. I just got me a black Pomeranian on Friday. Fuck a fucking pit bulls, no, Yorkie.
Yeah,
honey.
Yes,
so, I was just gagging. I was really gagging, Miss Thing. And then my husband was going to beat the shit out of this drag queen. So I had to go downstairs to stay, because he, you know, my husband doesn't go, or his elevator doesn't go all the way upstairs. He went downstairs with his screwdriver. He probably would have stabbed her with the screwdriver. So I had to go downstairs. It would have been crazy.
You know, the clincher, everybody, the funniest part is when she finally seen the dog. While the dog got new clothes, that new chains. The dog was eating it, like she had on a girl sweater or something.
Yeah, she turned
but
my boy girl.
She was shopping for the dog for the last 2 months. The dog was eating it. It wasn't like she had hand-me-down clothes. She was adopted by the dyke. I mean, by the femme queen flash, which bring up in drag. And then they said that the thing be at the mini ball. So I didn't see which one it was, but they said she be actually at the mini balls at the club and stuff.
Yes, I seen. But as soon as I came in the ball, I seen her, Miss Thing. I seen her as soon as I came in the ball, Miss Thing. And then
okay,
after I got...
end up joining the house of Miss Lahi.
Girl, child, please. Honey, and then after I got the dog back for her, I seen her coming out the building, and it looked like she was coming out the building with a client, Miss Day, and she kindly did not hold the door for me, Miss Day, like I did something wrong to her, Miss Day, when she had my dog. What the fuck?
She was gagging because she was so used to that. First of all, she probably couldn't afford to get a dog that expensive. Then finally, when she did have one for 2 months, you came back and swept her Christmas away, bitch, so she's over it.
Mm. Well, baby, honey, child, she wasn't going to keep my dog. Oh, no, honey, you can't know what part of the Bronx I live in. I just live in the Bronx, honey.
Well, you got to go. No, I'm talking about me now. Well, I'm in New York City, everybody. I don't know what day am I leaving, so let me put my BGC ad up. That's how they do it. They put their BGC ad up and say, I'm in New York City. And everybody starts coming to, like, New York. So let me
put
that
up. You're on the night of trick.
Let me stop lying. I do not have a BGC account. But my picture is splattered up there, though.
You on BGC, Andre?
No, my flyer. Every time you log on, you see the Dallas flyer with my picture's face on it.
I bet you after that bull, that thing don't come down.
And I got your phone number on it?
On the flyer, biggest day. And then I already had a few people call me from Houston already, or Dallas, or somewhere.
Oh, mistake. You might have dates down. You gonna have dates down calling you and your number up there too, baby.
Long as they cute dates, don't have no beef calling me.
Baby, they gonna have you gonna have the children calling dates after dates after dates, honey. That's right. Andre's up on BGC work.
Oh shit! They said what's BGC? I was saying the same thing about a month ago. I always knew the name, but I never knew. And then one day I put it. They did. I never knew BGC was that fierce. I don't think motherfuckers are counting no BGC. What is that? Black gay chat? That's what that means? Black gay chat? BGC means black gay chat, y'all. Everybody in the world. And BGC is worldwide known. They logged onto that site, bitch.
Well, congrats.
Congratulations on what? I heard that was Jennifer saying congratulations.
Jennifer. Hello. Andre?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where's Jenny? Switchboard, is Jenny gone?
I don't know. It sounded like she got hung up on or something. I'm fine, I'm fine.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Hold on. Who is this? What is this? Oh, baby, when I tell you I have been on a Big Brother finale, Andre loves Big Brother.
No, the fuck I don't, honey. It's really irritating when you got to come to somebody's house and you got to abide by their rules. I understand that because she pays rent here and this is her dome. What I do not understand is how the bitch, and when I mean bitch, the big bitch, would sit here and put on Big Brother for 7 hours and want you to sit the fuck here and watch that shit. No fucking ma'am, bitch.
Big Brother is everything.
It is, but not for 7 hours, it ain't.
Baby, honey.
It's a difference if you say, okay, well, let's watch 2 episodes and flip to something else for 2 hours and then come back. This bitch want to watch it all fucking day. No ma'am, ho.
That's how you got to finish the season.
Fuck that season, bitch.
Isn't that how you have to finish the season? You have to sit there and just watch the whole thing and finish the season switchboard?
Switchboard, not at one time. Like, come on now.
Switchboard, I'm asking Switchboard, not Andre. Switchboard. Switchboard, are you there?
Switchboard, don't be on that fat bitch side.
Oh, who is Rick James? Welcome to the chat room, Rick James. Work. Baby, we got a Rick James in the chat room. I don't know what's going on with Jennifer Phone. She's not on the line, honey. What's the tea? Honey. Baby, what is the tea with Miss Jenny? And her phone line.
I don't know. You know how fat people can sit on the cord and then you don't get no, you can't hear.
Baby, somebody sent me a picture of this Butch Queen, Miss Thing, that looked like Little Mama. Baby, he really looks like Little Mama. Andre, come look at this picture. He really looks like Little Mama. He got on her whole outfit.
Huh.
Might be Little Mama. They said she looked like a butch anyway.
No, bitch, this boy really looks like Little Mama.
So,
I'm gagging. What the fuck? Oh, shit. That is fierce.
Hello.
So, what was your highlight at the ball last night, Andre?
What was my highlight?
Yes.
We were just talking about that. I think I would have had to go with, like, one of the performance categories or something. It's Sex Siren. I did like Sex Siren. Sex Siren was really hot because, like, 15 bitches came out, and they all were sexy in some kind of way. That ball lasted to 8:30 in the world, everybody. 8:30 a.m., the ball was over. I was like, you knew.
Yes, baby, that ball was long, honey.
Excuse me, but the DC team came in and trampled over it and won the grand prize.
Grand prize. The DC said, fuck y'all, it's Vogue's all over, and big time, it's our week.
They wasn't like, having it. And the Milans took on the most awards last night. Congratulations.
Congratulations to my son, Ronaldo Milan, honey, for definitely winning Vogue Femme Dramatics 2 years in a row. And Butch Queen Star of the Year, 2 years in a row. Congratulations, Ronaldo Milan, honey.
Congratulations to Lucky. He won Catboy.
Yes, and my
and
friend.
And Mother Kiana Evisu, overall mother, she won Realness.
And Mother of, and Morgan Jordan, Mother of the Year, honey. And congratulations to my grandson, Miss Susan, for definitely winning Realness with a Twist of the Year. Work, honey. My sister Anaya for winning Big Girl's Face of the Year. Work, honey.
And that really, I think the awards was really cute because one side had Michael Jackson, and when you turn it around, the other side had the picture of whoever won the, whatever they won, and then it was full of water in this round little bubble. So it was really tangy. It's like about
the yeah.
Congratulations, I gotta say, congratulations to all the girls. Congratulations to the three nominees, Janae, Harmonica Sunbeam, and Marquise Revlon for getting recognized by Jack Mizrahi for his
outstanding work.
Hold on, for the appreciation and outstanding work that they do in and out of the ballroom scene. Work for getting y'all awards. It was everything. I
Thank
lived.
You. Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, buddy. It was a key. Oh, and you gotta give congratulations to my grandson also, honey. He won Butch Queen's Face, honey, for the House of Ebony. Working on the house, honey. Baby. Who won Light and Lovely Face? I forget who won that category. Somebody won Light and Lovely Face.
How did you like the runway with the jackets, the inspired look of Michael Jackson, but using a what kind of jacket that was?
A military jacket.
Military jacket,
yeah.
Miss Thing, that category was a motherfucking fool, bitch. Half of those jackets wasn't military. This is my problem, and there's no shade. It's no shade to anybody that was on the judges panel. The judges up there was, and it's no shade to all of them. For certain categories that was up there, the judges was a boof, including Andre. It's no shade, Miss Day. Baby, because...
Maybe just wanted me to stop everybody, Andre. I don't really like chopping people. It might
if
be...
If they say a motherfucking military...
I might get my vote over anybody, but I do not chop people.
And
not
they say a military jacket, baby, I want the girls in a military jacket. Not take a fucking shirt and put military stuff on it that is not a military jacket. And then the girls wonder why bitches don't pay motherfucking attention, bitch. Okay? And they say take a shirt and turn it into a military jacket. It said a military jacket. But you know what? That, I think that that's my fault, Miss Thing, because you know me and my daughter was going around looking for a military jacket that would have fit her, that she could have did up, but we couldn't find a military jacket. But then she found some other little jacket that looked like a Michael Jackson jacket, but then I told her no, not to do it, because I always think outside of the box, and I want her to come. But I think I got to start thinking like the rest of these no crickety rickets think and just let my kids just come out there and so, you know, thinking like how the category should be won. Because if you think about, and then when I'm sitting up there and I'm watching these categories that my kids wanted to walk, and the girls don't bring it the way the category is supposed to be brought, and I was like, okay, I could have just got that. My daughter could have got that little red leather Michael Jackson jacket and threw some motherfucking shoulder pads on it and called it a military jacket and came out there and got support.
But I agree with you when it comes to, no, you think in the right way, because we always thought like that. We don't really care about who brings it which way, but we always want to bring it right, because, you know, they don't like Miss Rahi anyway. So we definitely want to bring it right so we don't have no problems and can stand to the side. Because when they do get sent home, you won't be one of the ones getting sent home. So you're definitely thinking right.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in saying, I know that the category for the $500, the Michael Jackson thing, I think it's at a 3-minute production. Those productions was longer than 3 minutes. The girls should have been chopped. Any other place, they would have been chopped. The girls would have been. But trust and believe, it was somebody else that was out there that had a discrepancy about the category. It would have been crazy mistake, girl. If you picked down 3-minute production, 3-minute production, nothing longer than a 3-minute. Bitches should have been fucking chopped. Those productions was longer than 3 minutes. Bitch, it was a fucking fool. Bitch, please. And then the girls always want to take the ballroom scene. They always want to take the ballroom scene and the right the way. We need to go in the right direction. We can't go in the right direction if everybody changes shit at every ball because it's their ball.
Did you like the production for Grand Prize?
What'd you say?
Did you like any of the productions for Grand Prize for the 500 Michael Jackson recreate or whatever?
It was one production that was cute.
Oh, okay.
But it was still longer than 3 minutes, Miss Day.
I think it was
3 minutes is a long time, though, Kelly, if you're checking for us in a production.
But I really think the flyer said 5 because I was going to walk myself, and I think it said up to 5 minutes.
Well, girl, child.
Because even 3 minutes for a production is very long. You got to think about it.
Yeah, it is. It seems short because it's 3.
It says 3, but 3 minutes is long.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want to do in a minute and a half, really.
The
most is 2 minutes.
Hold on. On that note, Switchboard, can you please give me what I need, please?
Jasmine Couture presents The Collections Ball. Class starts Saturday, October 17, 2009, at the Lab in New York City. After many months in the making, the category is here. Schoolboy Realist for $5,000. Which schoolboy will make it to the top and walk away with a $5,000 grand prize? That's not it. You asked for it, and here it is. The After School Cat Fight. Female figure performance for $5,000. No production, no props, just bring it. That's October 17th in New York City. For more info on all the categories and other mini grand prizes, please visit myspace.com/Jasmine's Collection.
Yes, honey, yes. That's my legendary sister, Jasmine Couture Miss Rahi, honey. Don't forget, also, she has Mini Grand open to all runway, European runway for $500. Twister versus Sister for $500. Butch Queen Face for $500. Femme Queen Face versus Big Girl Face for $500. And Team Realness for $500. Be there or be square. All you girls, we're down to crunch time, honey. We're down to less than 28 days for this function. The girls are trying to buy tables in bulk. So you need to get your tables. Get there now. Call my sister. Get on MySpace. Find her phone number and call her. Have a green dot card for $200 and send it to her so you can get your tables, because the tables are going fast. Back to you, Andre, in the living room.
Oh, I have some shout outs to my sisters who would be at the collection ball, Miss Tanae and Yakira. From Atlantic City, Sugar Pie, Coco and Vaughn of Bermuda. They would definitely be in the building on the 17th. So yeah.
Yes, would definitely, and for the girls in the chat room that's asking, all the other 20 categories that she's having at the ball is all cash prizes. All categories are cash prizes. She does have Butch Queen, she does have Best Dress, Open to All Foot and Eyewear, Streetwear, Big Girls Best Dress, Butch Queen Sex Siren, Film Queen Perfect Tens, Butch Queen Body, All American Runway, Butch Queen Oven Pumps, New Wave versus New Wave, Fem Queen versus Drag Realness, Big Girls Realness, Butch Realness, Doug Realness versus Trans Man Realness, Pretty Boy Realness, Drag's Face, Woman's Face, Virgin Wars, Fag Out and Hair Affair. That is your whole rundown for that ball. The other categories will definitely be out soon. Be there in the building because the doors open up at 4 o'clock and the ball starts promptly at 6 p.m. Whether the commentators is in the building or not, we will be there. You should be there. Thank you.
How you doing?
Go ahead, Jenny.
Hey there. For me?
Yes.
Oh, I was just shouting out my girlfriends who said they would be in attendance at that ball. And
the girls were definitely in the building last night.
Yes,
they were packed in there like rats.
Yes, they was. Shout out to Yakira. She loves Pony Zion, Joyon Zion.
The girls are definitely in the building, honey. Definitely in the building, honey. I got my life.
You got your life.
Yeah, the ball was really, really cute. So
yeah, I enjoyed it.
Some balls when you really get that. Your old girlfriends, the ones you didn't see in a while that's not your girlfriend, and the ones that you cannot take, ones that you do not like, and everybody. You see everybody at one time. It's really, really cute.
Okay. Vince Malone said he will be in the building to support his brother Tap and his brother Tap, Lil Tony, and Pampers on the 17th.
The children are coming out. You know what I live. You know what I live for. You know what I live for. I was just talking about this earlier today. You know, I live for the school. I live for the schoolboys. They give me the schoolboys is walking for this $5,000. They give me old Fem Queen tees from back in the days. You remember when they used to have Fem Queen face Jennifer for $1,000, and the flyer will come out, and you wouldn't see none of those Fem Queens into the day of the ball, Miss Thang?
But mind you, it wasn't even for five. For $1,000.
It could be like for $250.
Yeah, it would be for me,
and
the girls would be
see those bitches, and you wouldn't see those bitches until the day of the motherfucking ball, bitch. They was gone, and they was in hiatus. That is what the schoolboys is giving me, bitch, and I really live, bitch. I live
They're
for it.
They're hiding out.
I really live, baby, because I know the children are coming, and they're not coming to play, and I know it's definitely going to be a great ball, bitch. Honey, bitch, I think this is going to be, this might be Warner and Ballroom history. This might be the first three-pack DVD set that we have to get, Miss Thing. It might have to be three discs, part one, two, and three for the ball.
Okay.
How you doing?
Hey there.
Jennifer, I just got a message that just came. Oh, hold on, switch one. I'm gonna read that over in a minute. I just got a message that came from the queen size pull-up top bed that they on the computer behind me, and they gave it to me. Somebody said that actually you single.
Am I what?
Are you single?
Am I single? Oh, really? Wow.
That's a setup.
I'm sure it is, darling. I'm sure it came from somewhere for someone to ask you that for me to say that on the radio, but
and for all the girls that think the lab does not treat us right and they're unfair to the gay community, the lab is under new management, and my legendary sister will have her own security that is definitely gay friendly, honey. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Baby, she get out of control, Miss Thing, honey. I'll be at the door. Oh shit. baby. This motherfucker.
You're not gay friendly.
Who? I'm not. You don't think I'm gay friendly?
No. You're not friendly, period, girl.
Fuck bitches in the head and shit. You definitely ain't gay.
Yeah, girl. They see you at the door, Miss Thing.
I'm gay friendly, Miss Thing.
Girl. Anyway.
You gay. You gay scary, bitch.
I'm one of the most friendliest gay persons there is.
You're gay, but you're not
scary.
Friendly,
you're
Mister.
Okay, gay is scary, but you're scared of girls.
Okay, let's take some callers because these motherfucking dogs is getting on my fucking nerves.
Wait,
dude.
No, before we take this, Shamel, is Shamel listening? Could you call in? Because I want to know. He had an issue this morning. That's my brother, and I love him dearly.
Oh, no.
And I want to know what's going on, what he has on his mind. So, Shamel, if you're out there, I'm a nighter, and you're calling. I know you have about three phones. Please call.
The children in the chat room said that they want Andre to pat them down. They want Andre to be security.
Sure.
Honey.
They're
hold
bad.
On. Let's take some callers. You definitely on the phone line, and you definitely want to chime in with us. Definitely feel free to definitely press 1, and we're going to take some callers, and then I'll go back into my phony bitch segment.
Ooh.
Yes,
honey. Phony.
I'll let you know. Private caller, you on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Ross?
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's going on?
Nothing.
How you doing?
Fine. I just called to say I love you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
How he burped.
Huh?
Hello?
Okay, hold on. I have a question. Hold on. We have another caller. Private caller, you're on the air. You're on the air on the recap show. Question and a comment.
Hello. I have a very serious comment. I like to say that I find it very disheartening that Andre could not make Gina and Alora's funeral but find time to make it to the Thriller Ball in New York Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yet you call yourself an icon. That is very disturbing to me.
Okay, now hold on. I'm back, first of all. Let me break this down to you, first of all. If you could pay my motherfucking bills, bitch, then you get me somewhere. Other than that, don't tell me how to live my motherfucking life. An icon don't have nothing to do with somebody going to someone's funeral. You could be a statement star or legend. You know, that took me very personal, you bald-headed cunt. Don't play with me. That is a daughter of mine, and I love her dearly. So don't play with me, you raggedy fucking faggot, you dirty bitch. You go suck a dead man's cock, you ugly freak.
Oh, wait, Andre, the timeout. Shh, leave it alone.
Bitch.
Oh, mistake. They be, Andre, Andre
don't play,
like
don't
me
play
right
with me with that. And if you really
don't
get technical,
into that, Andre,
somebody pay
please.
For my ticket for me to get to New York. If you could pay my fucking bills, then you get...
Please, Leah, to Andre's upset right now, switchboard, because that's
yeah, I think switchboard,
Leah,
let me get off for a minute, because, bitch,
yeah.
I have to be there to the next hour.
Yeah.
Honey. Yes, let Andre cool down for a minute, honey.
Yeah, that
but
really...
If you girls want my daddy in New York, you should have paid for his ticket like I did to get him here, baby. How you doing, honey?
Well, bitch, and they'll call you reading. How do...
What?
You be on the timeout.
Baby, I wouldn't be on no fucking timeout, baby, because first of all, baby, everybody don't have money at certain times, Miss Thing.
Oh, I
baby,
totally know
the
that.
The tickets was dirt cheap, Miss Thing, and I paid for his ticket for him to get up here, and he'll be out paying for his ticket for him to go back home. What the fuck? Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Next
caller, girl. You confused yourself.
We got to take a break, and we got to be right back.
Oh! Hello?
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs and made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. Well, we're alone now, and I'm singing a song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. We're alone now, and I'm singing a song.
Baby, I am sorry, everybody, but yeah, I had a fag fit because that lady really tried my patience for no reason.
Honey, are you back?
I'm here.
Okay. You always get some mistakes. I get it about you. Don't wash up with the bitch.
Baby, what I tell you, if it was going to take Andre about a half an hour to wake up, 45 minutes to an hour, this thing woke him up, honey. He's up and he is motivated around the living room.
How you doing?
Honey. Yes. He called in and woke fucking building, honey. Switchboard, but let's take some more callers. Let's see what some of the other callers have to say. Bitch. Honey. Ooh, chef. If these motherfuckers don't sit down. Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Working on the railroad all the live long day. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hey,
Andre, you almost made my heart stop. I'm just gonna, I don't know what to do with myself. I heard you lose it.
I ain't know what to do either. I ain't know what to say.
Some things you just don't play with, and call it, that's the one thing you don't play with, baby.
You don't play with nobody that's a part of me, and they died, and that took me, first of all, took me somewhere.
Nobody's
death,
period.
You took me, first of all, you don't even know what I was going through, because I didn't make two funerals. Not one. I didn't make a Lawrence or Gina's. So don't sit here and play with me.
First of all, you wasn't here for Octavia's.
Damn, yeah, you're right.
Right,
three. That was three funerals I wasn't here.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter if you didn't make it or not. That was nobody's
business. The bottom line is that people feel like, first of all, I don't even like deaths alone. The last funeral I didn't went to was my sister's. And we drove down to that, but I don't even like funerals alone. But I will go if I'm in the city. But don't sit here and play with me when it comes to my friends or my relatives, period. Play with yourself. Go beat your meat or go put a dildo inside your little dirty quarter, honey, and beat off. Don't play with me.
Oh.
Point blank, honey. Go shave your cat or something, bitch.
Oh, not the cat. Well.
Honey. Bitch. Well, how you doing, Grandmama?
I'm fine, baby. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's a great thing. Jenny?
I'm here, baby. Was you out last night or you couldn't come out?
I couldn't come out, but I heard.
You heard?
I heard.
What you heard?
I'm going to leave it at that.
Uh-uh, don't leave it. What you heard?
That's it. That's all I heard.
You
I heard the ball was nice, though, but there was a certain category.
Which one?
Where they were cleaning the floor.
Oh, the Vogue.
Oh, was that what they called it? Mm. Well, I'm glad I didn't have to pay for that clothes.
Oh, shit.
That sounds like a real grandmother right there.
Well. Mm-hmm. Well.
Honey, what you heard? Still the baby.
Hold on. We got another caller. 47283. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the birthday boy.
Oh, you know I got to get Tyreek.
Could y'all just come get this goddamn boy? He is getting on my nerves.
Tyreek,
no,
somebody came out of town to see you, and you paid
I'm
it when around
now,
your birthday.
I'm with him now. He's right here.
There's still fears. He waited too long.
No, you offense for the way you just cursed that lady out. Oh, my God, Andre.
No, she took me personally. Don't play with me. You already know how I am with Jeff and family and fathers and stuff like that. Don't play with me.
He's right here. Get him on there. I'm about to slap him in his mouth.
You ain't about to do nothing.
Y'all hear him, right?
Oh. Bye, Uncle Lebeza.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Jennifer?
Hey.
What's going on?
And he is pissy drunk, Kelly.
He's so rude.
He's pissy drunk, Kelly. So
he
when he gets out of here.
No manners. And that's all right.
I didn't know she was saying. Hi, Grandma. How are you?
How you doing, baby? I'm all right. That's good. Well, Tyreek, I want to let you know that everybody in the chat room wants you off the phone.
Tell him to suck a left nut of a baby and die.
Oh, goodness. Now, some of them might think you were born at offer, so I'm not going to say that.
But I just called to say what's up to y'all. Kelly, you need to handle this when he get back there.
I sure will.
All right, later, y'all.
Bye, baby.
Oh, my God. Next
no, Jade, it wouldn't have been that easy if I came out of town, Tyreek, and you just left me for two motherfucking days, and you want to pop your black ass up with your ass on your back and take this everything as choice, bitch. No, ma'am. He's the dummy. I would have sat there and served you, bitch. Then you wouldn't have seen me, and then I was going home. How you doing?
Oh, goodness.
Grandma, what you think about it, Grandma?
No comment. No comment.
Ooh. I want you to comment.
No, not on this.
Not here, no.
No. No.
No.
No.
That boy then came a plane like 9 hours away.
Nine hours?
Yes, 9 hours if you're driving, 2 hours if you're flying, And if you're busing it 15, 16 hours and you to get all the way down here and then Tyreek be going for like 2 days or three, slap dead man's dog and eat rice chips, bitch. No, man, I would have served Tyreek.
Rice chips?
Grandma Bob, what else you heard about the ball?
Well.
No.
Well. Oh. That's it.
No.
I heard it was cloudy. I heard about take a call. I can't. I'm not even gonna go in that door because the handle is hot.
Oh god.
That's
it. Oh my god. Switchboard, is there any more callers?
There's all.
I'm hot as fuck.
You high?
I'm hot, not high.
Sorry, babe. My hair in there. Let me turn it up.
Okay.
Well, how was the function in the village Saturday? The free function. Did anybody go?
I didn't. 917-284. You on the air on the recap show? How you doing, caller?
Hello.
Yes, you on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is definitely the legendary Shamel Mizrahi.
Ooh,
Jenny, this is my interview. Hey, Shamel, how are you?
Jennifer's interview.
We were riding up home this morning on the West Side Highway between 59th and 125th, and you had some issues about your status.
It's a small issue. These fat knots, for some reason, keep having my legendary status and questioning areas that they shouldn't even have them in because they're not icons. So they shouldn't even be coming up to me asking me or even asking other icons anything during the ball. And it's so sad because these are people who I've grown up in a house with over 10 years. So it's like, girl, you know my legendary status. So you know what I'm saying? If it's something personal that you have against me, do that aside from, you know, letting the whole ballroom team see it, especially when you're such a strong, you know, a powerful voice in the situation. So if they're disrespecting me, then they're going to disrespect me also. And there's a lot of people that knows my history. If you are a Twister and if you are thinking about becoming a Twister, you're going to hear about me and you're going to know about me because I broke a lot of barriers and started a lot of first things that nobody can take that from me. And I'm not here to, you know, tell anybody my status at all because there's a lot of people who already know it. But these two individuals trying me, and they know exactly who they are, ex-Mizrahis and Mizrahis also, it has to stop here. Because if it's something personal, it just needs
so
to be.
So it's house members and ex-house members.
And they're not saying it to me at all. Nobody said anything to me, to my face, and said that they don't think that I'm legendary or whatever the situation is. A simple case of can't take. And that's just what it's going to be.
Well, goodness, baby.
But definitely, if there's anybody who's on the line who has any questions about my status, about who I am or whatever, you can press 1. But I only want to hear from people who's going to say their name, the house they in, and have a valid answer because I definitely hold a lot of history.
Well, I think, you know, you've done your time and you've done your work, and they talk about everyone, so it's not to be bothered.
Yeah,
just
right.
Let them talk.
But these two individuals, they have such a powerful voice, and it gets to me because I've known them for the whole run of the situation. It's like one of them I have so much respect for, and they raised me into the scene, and I don't understand why they can't come to me and say this to me if they're supposed to be unphony.
Well, who are you talking about?
Who am I talking about? They know exactly who they are.
Well, the chat room want to know.
Any names. The chat room doesn't need to know who they are because the situation is not with the chat room. It's with me. And if they want to call in and address it, they can. If anybody else wants to call
baby.
In and address the situation, they can also.
Wow, you had it up to there.
I had it up to here. It's just these people, I've known them for a long time, and it should.
It kind of hurts when you get, right, I feel.
Kind of, sort of, from one of them it does, from the other one, she can bite bricks.
Okay.
Oh, goodness, bricks? Why, that's going to hurt.
Okay.
Well, Carkelly, you want you to take a call for him.
And to let her know, she asked me last night to make her know it. She wants to know the reason why I'm legendary for my category. I'm not here to make her know it at all, but I am going to storm her every chance I get. That's how she's going
to Well, know. The chat room really wants to know, why would you bring it to the forum if you didn't want to, like, you know, tell us everything? You know, they just want to know who you're talking about.
Oh, my fucking God, bitch.
You don't want to tell us?
So there's no callers, Kelly? Jennifer?
Wait, hold
oh, well,
on.
I don't know. We'll see.
Hold on.
Put your mouth right on mute,
You finish talking to Grandma. You finish talking to Grandma and Shamel, Jennifer. I have to go mute for 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
Where?
Yeah, I'm on.
Andre's okay.
Right, Jennifer. I mean, you know this whole situation. You know what I'm saying? You know me for X amount of years, and you know the situation. You know it shouldn't be in question. It should definitely not be in question at all.
Right.
Oh, baby, just don't worry about it. You know, don't worry.
Situation with this individual because they grabbed me and brought me on the runway.
They grabbed you? They put their hand on you?
Hold on, Shamel. We're going to put you on hold for a minute, but we're not going to get rid of you. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to work on getting confirmation about getting the individuals on the line. So we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to take some other callers while we get the confirmation. And if we get confirmation, you have your moment, okay? So we're going to put you on hold. Switchboard, put him on hold, and let's go to the next caller while we get confirmation on the rest of the conversation. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, baby. Well, honey, while we wait for confirmation with that situation, this is my situation that I have right now, right? I cannot stand phony faggots. Phony faggots kill. This is what kills me with phony fucking faggots.
Okay, this is the tea.
You want to go ahead? Hello?
No,
hello, you're on.
I'm on? Oh, okay. I thought I was on timeout. This is what kills me with phony faggots, right? I don't like faggots that take and sit here and motherfucking act like they're your motherfucking girlfriends, Miss Thing, and then they try to do everything in their book and their power to take and help you do motherfucking shit in their job, like coming to the Kiki Funks. I'm going to give y'all the name afterwards. They take and help, try to help you get into the Kiki functions because I'm a big part of my Kiki House of the Pink Ladies. They try to do everything to help you get into these functions. And, you know, you speak to them on the phone about things. If you have a fucking problem, Miss Thing, they see you at the bar, and they see you outside, and they want to kiss you on your motherfucking cheek, bitch, but then behind closed doors, they want to motherfucking stab you in your motherfucking back. Dominique X Prodigy, now the new mother of the House of Motherfucking LaCroix. I don't motherfucking see it. Okay.
Oh.
I told my daughter not to be in her production last night, bitch. I don't do phony motherfucking faggots, bitch. I'm not pressed or bothered about being on somebody's motherfucking judges panel, bitch. But if you and this is for Dominique X Prodigy LaCroix, and this is for man too, also mistake. First of all, bitch, I'm a grown ass motherfucking woman, bitch. You could have picked up the phone and said, Dominique, don't see you for being on the motherfucking Prodigy's judges panel, and that's why we don't want you on the panel. We got to pick somebody else. And, yes, my legendary icon father, Andre, told me, and then Dominique had the nerve to come in the back room, and I'm the first person sitting at the door at the back room and want to give me a kiss on my motherfucking cheek, bitch. I don't do phony, bitch. I don't do phony. I'm 100% motherfucking real, bitch, and I'm real about every motherfucking thing I motherfucking do. Bitch, don't be phony in my motherfucking face, bitch, and try to kiss my ass and then stab me in my motherfucking back, bitch. It's not going to happen. It's about to be 2010, bitch, and I'm going to be a whole nother bigger bitch than I was in 2009. So let's get the motherfucking shit started. Thank you.
Okay.
But
we
get confirmation?
Yep.
Okay, we got confirmation. Shamel is about to be back on the line, and our caller is about to be on the line.
Hello?
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 Who's that? Who lied?
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, my.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, baby.
Who is this?
That's Scooby.
That's Grandmama. Hey, Grandmama.
Hi, baby.
Oh,
my.
Shamel.
Oh,
we'll
these need to get hot. These gonna get real messy, like my diaper.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Like my diaper.
What's up?
Yes.
Shamel.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh. Well, you want to discuss? But Shamel feels some type of way about. I guess.
Interview Jennifer.
Huh?
This is your
what?
Interview.
Oh, Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Shamel feels some type of way. He actually feels a little disturbed by, I guess, you questioning his status yesterday.
Stop.
Wait. No, it's not stop. We're not going to get messy about this or anything about it.
I'm not going to get messy. I'm going to get straight to the point.
Okay.
Honey, if Shamel felt any way, Shamel was in my face when I blew it up in his face. If Shamel felt any way, Shamel
right.
should have came to me, not on no radio show,
right.
because at the end
right.
of the day, like
right.
I said, I was playing with Shamel. If Shamel
okay.
wanted to know anything, Shamel could have asked me. Me and Jack
okay.
was playing right. with him.
Okay, but
I don't
whole,
give a damn about his
the whole,
status.
The whole reason why I'm bringing this up and I'm bringing it here is because it happened. If you would have put me to the side and I would have thought that you was playing with it, but
for your information, I brought you to two people. I brought you to Jack and I brought
wait,
you
wait,
to
wait,
Andre.
Wait. Kool-Aid, let him talk, then you talk, then him talk, then you talk. That's how we're gonna solve everything.
It was during the ball. The whole ballroom scene was there, so it felt like it was, you know, at that time something you wanted to know. You said, "Wait a minute." You grabbed me over to Jack, and Jack, I already heard that she doesn't see me for being legendary. So by you asking her, it triggered just what I already know how she don't feel. So I didn't take it in a joking manner. So I brought it here because it was done at the ballroom scene. I don't think it should have been done that way either. Because if you wanted to ask Andre about my status or whatever, you did pull me over to him and ask him. You have his number as well. You could have just called him. I just felt like I was being disrespected, like took it as a joke, basically, out of the whole situation. When I know that you know that I have respect for you, me and you been through a lot, you know what I'm saying? So when if something does come out in a joke and then in that way, I'm going to take it personal because I know when you're joking with me and when you're not. But last night, I did not know you were joking with me because had I did, it wouldn't even got this far.
Well, like I
okay,
said, and I'll say it
down.
Again, if you soak a certain way, if I did it to you, if I kept it real with you, it's a difference of me doing something behind your back, and it's a difference of me doing something in front of you. If you really want to get into the record, sweetheart, if you did anything to me recently, we're going to skip the past because the past is the past. If you did anything to me, let me finish. If you did anything to me recently, then you should be feeling a certain way. Okay?
Yes.
If you feel in your heart, let me finish. If you feel in your heart that you, let me finish. Let me finish. Excuse me. Let me finish. Because like Jennifer said, don't cut you off, so please don't cut me off. You didn't do nothing to me, Shamel. That's number one. For me to even give you any drama like that, that's number one. Number two, whatever you do with the house of Mizrahi is between you and the house of Mizrahi. I did not know nothing about what Jack felt about you. That was number two. Let me finish.
Let me finish.
I did not know it was a personal thing between you and Jack. If I have known that, as I said, like I said again, and hear me clearly, you have not done nothing to me for me to be even fierce to you. If you had done something to me for me to be fierce, yeah, I would have approached Jack if I would have had known. When I took you to Andre, if you notice, I was just playing with you. And like I said, if you feel that it's nothing between us, then you should have put me to the side and go, Miss Summer, are you trying it? And I would have told you straight up, no, Shamel, like, you my boo. Like, I'm not trying it. So
okay,
I would be the bigger man of right now and say to you, I am sorry to cut all the drama because it really ain't no
right.
drama, but I will apologize to you because you took it the wrong way. And that's all I can say. I cannot change it, but I can try my best to fix it.
The whole situation with the
Shamel,
whole thing that's going on
no,
right
I'm,
now.
Wait,
I
let
really
him go.
Think,
let him go, Kool-Aid.
That the only reason why I took it so personally is because of the whole situation that's going on with the whole status thing that's going around. And I don't ever want to be recognized as somebody who did not work for my category and somebody who did not break barriers and was the first to do things. I don't want to be recognized as that. I want to be well respected for my category because I did open up a lot of barriers for it to be how it is right now. So I just don't, like, in the beginning of this situation, I didn't want no playing and no games at all because I was getting enough of it from my own house. So that's why I only felt like that. I know that, you know, we don't have nothing going on, but I just thought maybe now I know how you feel about it, because since the whole legendary thing, when anybody does see me out, I mean, nobody hasn't called me out, so I'm thinking, right, well, so maybe the commentators don't see it.
Well, Shamal, if I felt in a certain way, and Andre's a witness to it, if I would have felt some way, when they called you legend since day one, I would have got on the radio show and said something, or I would have approached you with it. Like I said, I think your personal, let me finish, because I didn't cut you, I didn't cut you off. I think really your personal, beat is because I went to Jack with it, and you already know how Jack don't feel about you. So I think that's a reason why you took it away, because I feel that if I would have took you to Andre first, you wouldn't have felt nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because Andre is the one that made you legend. So here I go saying it again. The only thing that I'm going to apologize about and to keep this, to leave it alone, that I will apologize because I thought that you thought that I was joking. So that's the only thing I apologize. I cannot change my words because it's done. But now I know, hold on, I'm not finished. Now I know not to play with you anymore because now all of a sudden now you're taking things seriously.
Hold on, Jennifer. And for the girls that's in the chat room that's saying they don't know who Shamal is, y'all must be young girls or new girls. Shamal was one of the first original twisters back in the days with Lakim and all those girls and Black Milan and all those girls when the category first came to surface, realness with a twist. So for all you girls that don't know your history, please get up on your history. Shamal's been out since he was 13 motherfucking years old, and he's in his late 20s now. So get it together. Know your history.
Shamal, do you accept Kool-Aid's apology?
Yeah, I definitely accept
Kool-Aid,
because I know it's genuine, and I want to apologize to you if you felt as though I was,
but,
like,
but I'm going to be honest with you, I'm sorry,
because it wasn't on the dramery situation at all.
Shamal.
Kool-Aid,
do you have Shamal's number?
No, I don't. But I just don't
Shamal,
need
you have to get Kool-Aid's number from
me. I don't need to go through that. Only thing I just gotta say is this, and I'm glad that this started because now this goes for everybody. If you have not been in my era, that's number one, or been around my circle to know when I'm playing, then for this day on, I would not play with no one, and that would cut all drama. And the ones that know when I play is the ones that know when I play. The ones that know when I'm serious is the ones that know when I'm serious. This is like prime example. You named your dog after me.
Wait. Listen, hello. Wait. Kool-Aid and Shamal, y'all accept each other's apology, and this is something totally different that we're not going to go into. We're not going to do that. Thank you.
This is what I'm trying to explain to you. Let me finish. This is where it's coming from. When you played with me, Shamal, I didn't take it serious. You know what I'm saying? Because I took it as in me and you been close for years. You know what I'm saying? And you was playing with me. But just like I said, to cut it off, I'm sorry. And at the end of the day, October 1st, and I hope I see you there, Shamal, walking many grand. October 1st is my birthday ball. So I hope to see everybody there.
Afterglow. The people who I was around named the dog. I never knew that your name was Beverly at all. I did not know when you changed your name to Beverly. So when they named the dog and I said the name around you, it made it seem like, and I even told
hold,
you right
wait,
there.
Hold on, Shamal. Switchboard, please block It's No Shade. It's No Shade. Your time is up in this chat room. And Switchboard, block him indefinitely. He's gone, okay?
Okay, and Shamal and Kool-Aid, this is something y'all need to work on.
Wait, hold on, Jennifer. We don't talk about people
T-cells and all types of things in this motherfucking chat. Well, we don't do that. Switchboard, block him indefinitely. Go to another IP address and get another name, because you won't be able to get one from your name once you get blocked indefinitely. So you are now definitely in blocked out the chat room. We're not going to disrespect anybody and talk about anybody's status, anybody's T-cells, or anything on this show. We don't motherfucking do that. So it's no shade. You are now been gone. I'm just not buying it. Have a good life, and we'll see you next time when you get a new IP address, because you can't get another name underneath that IP address for this chat room anymore. Thank you.
Okay, Shamela on and Kool-Aid, y'all going to have to work this out, because we have other callers,
oh,
and it's a radio
it's
show, and y'all going to work it out. Thank you for
I'm
clearing that up, and
it's
he accepts your
done.
Apology, and you accept his, and thank you guys for calling,
but
and thank
I'm
you for
so
clearing
glad
it up.
It's an outlet
and
like this for us to really kind of communicate with each other, with not
right.
the whole Caden reading
and
the whole intensity
about.
Of the whole ball.
Honey, I love you. I love you, Sel. I love you, Sel. I'm not even sweating that. My thing is now is on my new project, and that's with my House of Con. And like I said, I'll see everybody October 1st. I hope to see on my birthday. My birthday boy at the Globe.
Okay. Thank you, Kool-Aid. Thank you, Shamel.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Good night.
Kelly.
Okay, next caller, please. Hey.
I'm
347. Hello? 6820. Audrey, who are you giving the number to?
I heard Dominic, free agent, want to come on.
Oh.
Okay, switchboard, next caller, please. Honey, if you're definitely on the phone line and you definitely want to get up here and chime in on the recap show, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely bring you up here for you to definitely recap anything that you have to say. As long as you're not talking about anybody's status, about anybody being sick, you can say what you want on the phone line, and you can say what you want in the chat room. When you start to talk about people's health and people being sick and everything, you will be blocked and definitely out the chat room and off the phone lines, and never let back on Blog Talk Radio /Tents or Chops. We do not do that here on this show, nor any other show, and it's not going to start happening here, okay? Thank you.
Hi there.
And I just want to add, because one of my callers, one of my friends hit me up and said that they were reading them somewhere on Walk For Me about their production. New York and Baltimore had a great production last night for their team performance, and so did New York, so they can't read at all, period, especially from this person who hits me up. He's a very great vulgar, and please don't that. Don't let any kind of negativity distress you about. Keep doing what you're doing, because you can do it. And let that go.
You know, bottom line, period. Don't let it negativity.
Yeah.
They're going to always reach you, good or bad.
Because he vokes down, and they just, you know. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Hold on. Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, I got a question about the Jasmine Couture's ball.
Yes.
I know it's October 17th, it's Twisted versus Sisters. Now, as of recently, I mean, like, the ball's been going, like, it's been Twisted versus Sisters, but the Sisters been battling the Sisters to the end, and the Twisted been battling the Twisters to the end. Like, is it going to be like that, or is it going to be straight on?
No, the category is Twisted versus Sister, the jocks battled the cheerleaders, until there's no more cheerleaders or there's no more jocks left, and then they'll fight on against either the jocks or the cheerleaders. The Twisters is going to battle a sister, and to all the jocks is gone or all the cheerleaders are gone.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Next caller, please. Thank you.
What?
I love it.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Switchboard has said something.
Oh.
Okay. 312-479. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hi, y'all.
Ray.
Hey.
So hi, y'all.
I just
dialed
into the radio show, and the first number they call is mine.
Why are you just not calling in? Where you been all week? Hey.
I'm just chilling with my husband.
Okay. Hey, Q. Chilling
with my husband.
Hey, Q.
Where's Courtney?
Is that Miss Andre?
What you said?
Is that Miss Andre?
Who?
I ain't miss a motherfucking thing, Mrs. Ray Ray.
I'm Miss Andre.
Hey. You remember they used to call me that years ago?
Hey, Ray Ray, what's
yes.
going on? But so what's the topic about tonight? Because I just called in. And
recap.
We've been
recapping the
whole weekend.
You haven't been going that long. It's a recap.
Oh, from the whole weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, I had a really nice weekend. I didn't do too much, basically. Trying to get myself together, you know, for the ball next week.
The rag.
This weekend coming up, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
He's having a conversation.
I want to give a shout out to Gail in Atlanta.
Ooh. You gotta go, ooh.
Hey, Gail.
They gave you a shout out, Gail.
Gail is probably at the Monday night show, so she's probably not hearing this.
Gail is in that house.
Are you sure?
Andre, Gail is at the house, you think?
She's at our Stars of the Century, doll, in the Monday night show.
Mm-hmm. The grandmother.
Shout out to June.
The Monday night show. Shout out to June.
Yeah.
Shout out to June's red car.
Yes. Yeah, shout out to Courtney and Spider.
Hi, Switchboard. Shout out to Switchboard.
Shout out to
Courtney and Spider.
Yes.
Spider-Man. Oh, my gosh.
Spider-Man.
Shout out to June's red car.
Oh, what is wrong with the car? Oh, Gail is sleeping. June is sleeping, too. Oh, I got to see some Andre's house.
Oh,
June is sleeping.
Go off. Shout out to Hurley.
Shout out that ass Hurley. She's probably listening from All In Six Flags by my mom's house.
Okay.
Shout out to Lil E. Okay.
Well, I guess you're
shout out to
Lil
Andre.
Huh?
Shout out to my kids. They're probably ready for me to go right because I'm boring.
Yeah, you are boring, Ray Ray. Thank you for calling in, Ray Ray.
See y'all.
Bye, Ray Ray. Oh, you was waiting for him to say that?
Yeah. I was really waiting for him to say, Switchboard, the next caller. Hold on. Okay. Grandma!
Yes.
What's tea?
No. Chipping in the cut.
I know that's right.
That's about it.
Oh, chill.
It's all right. It's done got the best of me.
So what's your tea for tonight?
No tea, just coffee.
No sugar.
No sugar, just black.
Just black.
Just black?
Just black.
Fantastic coffee.
Yes. Good for the liver part of me. Well, I've been working on the railroad. Maybe a long day. And I still haven't got my pay.
Ooh. No.
As long as it ain't going in, no.
Kelly.
Gonna put it on the pillow right by me and we're gonna rest on it.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
There's going a lot going on over there in Manida.
Girl!
What?
Stop that mistake!
Yeah. Actually, if you really want to get technical, you got to go chat room. They were saying what dick is too small and what dick is big enough. for whatever. So what do you think? What size of a dick is too small? Hit it up. Y'all start telling me what y'all see on the chat room, what they writing. What dicks is too small from what inches, and what dick is too big from what inches? I know all the freaks don't answer. I already know freaks gonna say ain't nothing too big, honey. You could be 15 inches. You know they say it. They'd be up there with your heart, bitch, tickling your heart, honey. 15 inches. They're gonna be like tickle, 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 scratching your heart. You gonna have a oh shit. They said. They said 50 inches. They, as soon as you put it in, they're going to throw up, bitch. It's going to be up your tick with your throat, bitch. Bitch. That's a fool. A pooch.
Okay. Shout out to the School of the Performing Arts.
Jenny, Whoopi says she eating them M&M's now. Honey.
Oh, tell her I ate those cookies last night, so thanks.
She ate
I couldn't do those time. M&M's. They're too sweet.
Somebody stole my M&M's.
For real?
I paid it.
I ate, bitch.
Kelly ate them.
Oh, she did?
Yes, I ate them on the sideline.
Go off.
Baby, they was fab, honey. They was fab.
Shout out to Little James from the Baltimore area. Mm-hmm. Marquise was in the building. Shout out.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hold on, honey. Go ahead. Oh, no, not y'all. I was talking. I'm talking to myself, but you know, my train of thought. You know.
Mhm. Oh, so did anybody get it? Andre, did you look at the Emmys?
The Oscar. The girls in the chat room gave the very. Ken has a hella big dick. They said it's 9+. They gave the very 9+ is good for them, Andre.
Wow.
Mistake. Oh no. That's. Oh my God, I'm gagging at the girls. I want to know from the girls, the 62 girls in the chat room. Do you like 9 or better or 9 or smaller? 1 is for 9 or better, 2 is for 9 or smaller for the girls in the room.
But then you got to ask them, you got to break it down. What are you doing with the cock? If it's going in you, see, then that decides a different size cock. Okay, because first of all, I don't even like cock, bitch. And if I had to get a piece, give me 3 inches so I could act like I'm in control of this shit.
You're going to jail because only little kids have 3 inches.
No, I can show you 15 adults that got 3 inches.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Kurt likes it, Andre. Kurt likes it big. Jahara likes it big. Conti likes it big. And everybody else is saying they like it small, honey. Miss Jahara likes it big, girl. Ooh.
Jahira have to like it big. That's a big woman. You have to need a lot just to go in, bitch. You can't just have 3 inches. You can't get in there with 3, 4, it takes 3 inches to 4 inches to go through to get in, bitch.
My sister, Miss Pussy, just hit me up, and she said she like it 11 and better.
See,
Miss Pussy is a connoisseur.
That's
in your heart, bitch. Pussy's a connoisseur.
Baby, Miss Pussy said she like 11 and better.
Anything after 8, you got to sit there and get a pillow for it and put it on there and rock it just like and brush it and stuff.
You said like sing it to sleep, lullaby, and good night.
That's right. You burp that bitch and put her on your chin and let her go to sleep and thing. Because that's baby. Don't play, honey.
Father Q Mizrahi wanted to give a shout-out to Erica, Kane Mizrahi, and Larry 007.
Here.
Oh, mistake, Andre. You got gagged. This message that just came over from one of the girls just hit me up, mistake.
What they said.
One of the girls just hit me up and gave the very, well, Miss Pussy Mizrahi likes 11 and better.
why the fuck she likes Andre.
I don't know. You gotta ask her that because I don't have 11, and I'll let you know. And I'm proud, bitch. I'm a proud butch queen and never had no problems with any kind of my situation downstairs.
Your situations.
Any kind of situation.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, my God, it is a kiki. Miss Pussy, what do you have to say about that mistake? Please hit me up or definitely press 1 and chime in, Miss Pussy.
Let me tell you why I think Pussy still loves Andre. See, it's a difference. Andre, you don't have to love because his dick's not 11, bitch. It's many different reasons you can love Andre. How you doing?
Okay.
Corlin, press 1. I want to hear what you got to say. Baby, because Miss Pussy likes a big mistake. I be gagging at Miss Pussy, honey.
She pays it, bitch. You don't got a big dick. She don't want a piece of you, honey.
Miss, yes, Miss Pussy will put a boy at her house mistake if he ain't got trade, honey.
And then get mad and want to fight him, bitch. I don't want to fight because he wasn't born with a big cock.
Miss Renee is talking about all the Mizrahi boys in the chat room. What the fuck? Honey.
I seen one cock so big, I was scared.
Oh, my God. I'm going
to
hurt you.
Thing to it, bitch. And then the biggest cock I seen was on a little body, bitch. That's when you gag. The biggest cock I ever seen was on a little body.
Yeah.
They was like about 5'9", bitch, and 140 pounds, bitch, and it was cock out of my mind. I was like, what the fuck? What are you eating, girl?
5'9" is not short, Andre.
What'd you say?
5'9" isn't short.
I'm 5'7", so they had to be 2 inches higher than me, honey.
Oh.
That's still short. You're not really considered tall to me when you're hitting 5'11" and 6 feet.
Oh. Well, I'm 5'9", like Cindy Crawford.
So they might have been like 5'8" or 5'9", maybe.
Uh-oh.
There was a short hole. That cock was almost the size of 5'8", bitch.
Well, what did you do with it?
I got a pillow.
Put a pillow.
I laid the cock down there. I sung to it. I got a crayon, made happy faces with it. I kissed it. We laid together and sung old songs, and I played with it like a puppet. And I put it to sleep. How you doing?
Oh, my God.
That was my baby for the next week. I rocked the bitch every night. That's all I could do. I'm so sorry.
Hey, you doing?
Okay.
Mm-mm. Chow. Well, back in Jennifer Heyday's mistake. Oh, shit.
In my heyday.
Jennifer, you like big cock or little cock?
That was my sister.
Cool.
The one that passed. That like meat like that.
Big cock? Oh, okay. Which sisters? Two of them.
Diamond.
Well, I tell you, God rest Miss Diamond's soul. Miss name is Diamond. We'll go to 14th Street.
Diamond was a connoisseur.
Get up and make her change, Miss Thing. She would put her eye on a piece of dick, Miss Thing, and get the ready. I'm taking him home tonight.
She'll get in her cab,
and she'll drive around 14th Street in the village. And so she find him, pull him over to the window and get the ready. You got a big dick? And he'll say, yeah. She say, well, let me see. If it ain't big, baby, that bitch will pull off in the cab. Tell the guy I've got to pull off, honey, if it wasn't big enough for her.
That's right. Well, you know, I think she was correct. You got to be satisfied for what you want, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you got a big dick, if I was a bottom and you got a big dick, I'm walking away from you. If you had a if you had a little dick, then I'm going to stay there.
Hold on. Miss Pussy said, I refuse to call in because I know I like big dicks, and as well, I always love Andre and will love Andre.
Oh, I love Miss Purcell too. Oh,
hi.
Okay, word. Which one? Do we have any other callers, please? Honey.
Switchboard.
7301, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hello.
Hi, Dominique.
Hi, Kelly.
What's going on?
I'm chilling. I'm at home. I'm calling because I got a call saying that it was a comment made that I'm fake and I'm phony. I just want to clear something up because I didn't want you to judge the Prodigy Ball. My stance on that was, if you notice, the Prodigy Ball always had Prodigy judges. My vote was on all Prodigy's panel. So whether it was you, it was Morgan, I wanted all Prodigies. I didn't want no outsider judging the ball. My vote was for all Prodigy. So it wasn't nothing personal with you or nobody else. The way that the judges was on the panel, that wasn't up to me. My vote went for the All Prodigy panel. Second of all, let me just say this. And for you to know me, Kelly, like when you say I'm fake or not phony, let me just say sometimes words can kind of hurt because other than this ballroom shit, I don't agree with everything you do in the ballroom scene. You might not agree with everything I do in the ballroom scene. But besides this ballroom stuff, you're somebody I know and you know me and I know you. Like, I've been there for you for certain things and you've been there for me. You met my mother. So besides all this ballroom shit, like, I would never talk about you behind your back. I would never do that. I'm not fake or phony at all. Either I fuck with you or I don't fuck with you.
Well, like I said before you got on the show, and like I said to you while we was talking on IM before you came on the show, man called Andre and asked Andre what Mizrahi did he want on the panel, and Andre said Kelly, and man clearly said to Andre, Dominique does not see Kelly and do not want Kelly on the judges panel. And that's where I read at because, like I said, I know you outside of the scene. We all went to Coney Island, chilled and everything. And you was my biggest supporter to get me to come back to GMAC. And I was gagging that man said, Dominique said this. Now, if it was any other Prodigy, I would have said, okay, well, you know. And I felt some type of way when I found this out.
Well, let me say this. I'm not saying, I don't know what man said to Andre. I don't really care about what man said to Andre. I don't know if he said it. I don't, or if he did say it. But I'm a man of my word, and like that wasn't the case. It wasn't, oh, do you see Kelly or don't you see Kelly? That never was the issue of me picking the panel. The panel I wanted was all Prodigy panels. If you notice the second half where it was like 8 Prodigy panels on there when I put the people on the judges panel.
Okay.
So I didn't say no. I did not want Kelly. I didn't say no. I didn't want this person or that person. I actually didn't comment on nobody else from another house. I wanted all Prodigies on the panel.
Well, Dominique, I sincerely apologize to you, and I'll read man after you get off the phone.
All right.
Okay?
All right, Kelly.
Thank you.
Dominique.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hey, Jen.
I want my glove.
Oh, well, Dominique, since we have you on the phone, the girl is giving your mother LaCroix. What's the tea?
We'll see you, girls. Jasmine Couture, BDMD Square.
Okay.
I noticed a lot of mothers debuting that day, so.
Oh, yes. I definitely hear that the new mother, Escada, Courtney Escada, is debuting that day, too.
Girl, why are you putting the hook off?
Oh, baby, I'm putting it off.
I don't know what's true. I don't know who's who. All I know is about me. So I guess I'll see you all at Jasmine Couture Ball.
Okay. We'll see you at the ball.
All right.
Okay.
Jasmine Couture presents the Collections Ball. Class starts Saturday, October 17, 2009, at the Lab in New York City. After many months in the making, the category is here. Schoolboy Realness for $5,000. Which schoolboy will make it to the top and walk away with the $5,000 grand prize? That's not it. You asked for it, and here it is. The After School Cat Fight. Female figure performance for $5,000. No production, no props, just bring it. That's October 17th in New York City. For more info on all the categories and other mini grand prizes, please visit myspace.com/ Jasmine's Collection.
Yes. Well, baby, I definitely do apologize, you know, because the tea was given to me, honey. The girl tried to pawn it off on other people, bitch. And
wait,
you know,
wait,
this man.
Wait, but before you, I understand you apologize, but you gotta let it go because if this what this man told me, you don't know who's lying and who's telling the truth. But do not attack no one. Period. Let it go. Y'all apologize. Get over it. Because I'm not just to flash out at him when he really could have been telling the truth.
Well, baby, I don't know.
So I was going to read, but I'm just going to pay it. Oh, and I definitely do. Well, Jennifer, since I got you on the phone line, Jennifer, the girl just IM'd me some tea and gave the very Roxy Mother Atlanta, Roxy Evisu, is coming out at Jazz's World also. So what's the tea?
What tea?
That Roxy is going to be Mother Evisu of Atlanta.
Roxy is a prodigy. Honey.
P-R-O-D-I-G-Y.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just...
And we have an overall mother for the house, and, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just giving it to you, you know.
Okay.
First, the girls, my sister, Miss Jazzy's ball is going to be hot. The girls are switching houses. The girls is coming out as mothers, Miss Stay, and everything, bitch. It's going to be some... Oh, girl, I can't wait. Ooh, the girls in the chat room gave the very lies.
Lies?
Yes, they gave the very lies.
They?
I don't think some people ready for mothers.
Right.
It depends on what kind of mother they be. And if they just a show mother, then they ready. Yeah, if they just a trophy mother, they ready. But if they're the sight and I gotta talk and lead bitches, then a lot of them hoes ain't ready.
I don't see trophy mothers. I really don't.
What I don't see is these young girls that walk balls for like 5-7 years, and then they want to come to a house.
The
only reason they're coming, no, not even icons. The only reason they want to come to a house is, oh, I have to be the mother.
Yeah.
Like, I mean...
And they try to put you in the corner to make...
It's not even a privilege for you to be in the house, period, but you want to come as mother, and that I definitely
don't see that.
And
make you be a dog member in the house.
Right. Make you get your life together. Why don't you do that, and then...
And then
that'd be offered to you, it's so much better.
They don't have an apartment, they don't have...
A pot,
no
a window...
A
but,
pot to
yeah.
piss out of. They don't have no kind of nothing, but they want to be mother. But
yeah,
you're sleeping on someone else's floor in their closet, bitch.
Yeah, I don't
but
really get
be
that.
Mother.
But
I don't see the trophy mothers. I really don't.
No, it is some trophy mothers that deserve their
No, baby. If you want to be, and I know Audrey's going to disagree with me. If you want to be a mother. Yes, it's not just about what you can do on the floor. A lot of these kids that's in these house don't need a mother
but
because...
See, that's not a trophy mother to me, though. I mean, if you're doing what you're doing and you still interact with
your
kids and you still your
grandparents, a lot of these kids don't need trophy mothers. A lot of these kids don't have real mothers and fathers outside of the scene. So that's why they come to houses so they can have somebody so they can look up to. And then you have a trophy mother that all she can do is win a trophy. But when they need somebody to sit down and talk to and all types of things, they can't have that person to sit down and talk to and shit. I don't know. I don't see the trophy mothers. No.
Or you're stuck somewhere in Timbuktu and you call your mother and, you know, she lives in Timbuktu either, but you can't come to her house because she's a guest of somebody. So we all know the guest of a guest can't bring a guest. So it's like, well, hey.
Well, I want
to
say hi to
Keith
Balenciaga.
Hey, Keith.
Keith, you're a freak, honey. He just texted. I like him 8 or 9, and yeah, how are you doing? I'm good.
Baby, if I'm in a house, baby, look, baby, this is if I'm in a house, baby, right, and you're my mother, and I'm living at home with my mother, and me and my mother go through something, and I'm gay, and we go through something, and she find out I'm gay. You should have the outlet to be able to take and open up your door and say, okay, well, you can come here to my house, and I'm going to help you get on your feet and get to where you need to be. These trophy mothers don't do that. They all about coming to the ball, winning their trophy, Miss Thing, and go home to lay up with their dick.
Here's something. Mm-hmm. What about the one that uses their status to have sex?
Oh, don't seem like trophy mothers. Those seem like those bitch queens.
Even then,
but these are the legends and the icons that go around and are in predicament where they know they can get sex. So they use it on the fear statements. There ain't that many statements, though.
I done heard a couple of legends, Miss Thang. Yes, I fucked her, Miss Thang, and she thinks that I'm going to give her a vote because I fucked her.
Wow.
I think that is so fucking late, Miss Thang.
That is, because know what that tells me? That you cannot have sex and you're really not up on your game unless you use a bitch to try to get them, because you got to put yourself in and then make them look less of a person or don't give them a 10 when they deserve it or whatever in the ballroom scene because you got to have them. That means you can, that's not their fault that you're late. Go pay for sex. Get on BGC. Leave the girls alone in the ballroom.
You're promoting BGC now? Go.
Come on, y'all. We got a caller, 404-992. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Who is this?
I'm all right, Cassio.
Hey, Cassio, what's the tea?
I want to have a question. Who won the ultimate puss and who all showed up?
Who won the what?
The ultimate puss category, like the performance category.
DC won it.
What all city showed up?
Chicago, Baltimore, DC.
New York.
New York.
Oh, okay. What's up, Andre? What's up, Jennifer?
Hey. But everybody came storming, though, but in the end, D.C. took grand prize.
Cassie, everybody that calls in, we ask some weird questions. We don't know if you're a top or a bottom, but what's the biggest dick you like playing with, or what's the smallest dick that you like playing with?
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah, you have a caller.
It don't matter to me, I guess.
It doesn't matter. If you're in love, you'll take any angle. Work. Go off.
That's kind of
y'all.
Wow. Well,
okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, Cassie.
You said it doesn't matter to him. It matters to me. You won't rip me, old hoe.
So if you love somebody, Andre.
Ain't that much love in
you. It's
not love
like,
you
wait a minute.
Sure
if
I love you in all kind of ways.
If you're
you
dating someone, and you know, because before you get to the dick, you have to date.
Jenny, on
right?
The rock. Yeah, you all right about that, yeah.
So, in the event 2-3 months down the line that you do start canoodling and groping and grabbing the meat, and you know that you both are versatile or however it goes, what are you going to say, oh, we can't love because your meat is too big?
Yes!
Oh, Andre, you trying it. Next caller.
No, I'm not trying to.
So you'll throw away love because somebody's meat?
Just like people say, your meat is too small, I don't want to have. Well, I can't say your meat too big, bitch.
On the air, on the recap show, how you doing, private caller? Private caller, you on the air? Okay, I guess not.
So all you people who have meat who loves Andre, don't hit him up because he's going to deny you in the end. So all you,
how you, do? You gotta go
average girls,
no, wait, you got to eat it. You can hit me up if you're not trying to put it in my little booty.
Okay, the next caller is 313-743. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing? What's up, Kelly?
How you doing, Gay Tay?
Hey, Andre. Hey, Selma.
I heard you had a lot going on today.
Yes.
I heard it was drama with running out of hotels and things, but you know, I'm not okay. I'm going to leave it alone. But I heard it was a lot going on in Atlanta, Georgia today.
Hello, and they caught me in the rain.
JT, yes, I want to know the team is staying, honey. I was waiting for you to call in because I knew you was going to call in, honey. They said you and Miss Pooney and the girls was running up out of hotels and all types of shit, Miss Thang. Miss Pooney, I know Miss Pooney is binge cut. She's always in a scandal, honey. So what's the tea, JT?
The tea is, I woke up and the general manager was standing over me telling me you wanted to pay for the room.
Why was the general manager standing over you?
I don't know. I didn't pay for it. I was just ready to go home. I was already scared for the cops anyway from the cab driver. They ran around with my picture.
Oh, yeah. There's just a lot going on with you in Atlanta, Georgia. Are you back in Detroit yet?
No, I'm on the Greyhound in Nashville, Tennessee.
Work.
I'm heading home.
Out of there.
I had enough of Georgia. I am out of here.
Oh, so who's going
to
pay for the room?
Class?
who paid for the room? No comment on that.
Oh. So we already know it was you and Miss Pony in the room. So who was the other in the room?
Who was the other one? I could say Jen, Crocodile Dundee, and Courtney.
Courtney who?
Courtney Ebony.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you was the only Rodeo in the room, and it was you and Mother Ebony and some other Ebonies in the room.
Yes. Yeah, Mother Ebony, Ginger, and Courtney Ebony.
Ooh. What, Ginger Mizrahi?
Yeah, Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, so Miss Ginger was the room again, Miss Thing? She ain't getting enough of having the girls running out, and where was they at? In Ohio?
That was in St. Louis. They was looking for Andre.
Oh, my God. So Miss Ginger did the room again. Y'all girls keep playing with Miss Ginger in this room, Miss Thing. Y'all going to wind up in the car, Miss Thing.
They need to pay cash, bitch. I keep telling these hoes stop running out of rooms, bitch.
Oh, my God. The girls in these rooms, Miss Thing. Oh, I guess the girls must be thought that all the fags was gone out of the state, so it was choice to do the hotels because they knew all the girls now went back home. Too much, gay taste. Much. So is Miss Pony on her way back home?
I don't even know. I know I got
you know,
my
you're
head
on the bus
there.
And you're paying right.
Okay, gay taste.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for calling in, gay taste. We got some more callers.
All right.
Okay, next caller, please. Ooh, the girls is in a scandal in the hotel. Honey, 646-261, you on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
I'm doing good. This is Julio calling in. What's going on, Kelly?
Hi, Julio.
How are you? You know, I just wanted to make a comment about the House Mothers, and you did hit a point where it's true how, and Jennifer did also hit a point where these young girls, boy or girl, they're too young to be mothers in a house. Number one, you haven't even put any effort or any work into your name, or you haven't even made a statement into your category for you to even be or taking the responsibilities of being a house parent. And lately, you know, these fem queens are just jumping from house to house, but you're not really doing nothing. Like, what are you doing to guide these kids and the new generation, you know, into, you know, bettering themselves, not only outside of the scene, but also in the scene as well? It's like, you want to be mother, okay, that's cute, but what are you doing to provide the house? What are you doing to provide the kids? You know what I'm saying? How are you being a leader as being a mother? You can't just be a mother, you know, just because you want to be a mother. When you're skipping everybody who's already put their time and effort into the house, who want to be a leader in the house, but you're giving it to somebody else. You know, that's something that, you know, people need to take a look at within the house as well.
Mm-hmm.
Andre, what do you have to say about that?
And then they're demanding these positions. Like,
right,
it's
like,
totally.
Yeah, but how are you asking to be mother? Demand anything. How are you asking to be mother, but who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't even been in the house for 5 minutes. You haven't demonstrated anything, but you want to be a mother? Like, come on now.
I'm the type, if you demand something to me, that pushes you a year away from it anyway. Even if I wanted to give it to you, I'm not going to give it to you then, because who the fuck are you to tell me when to give you a title in my house?
Right.
Exactly. And it's just like Jennifer and Kelly said. It's like, you want to be a mother for these kids, but you don't have a pop to piss in. And just like Willie said in Passes Ninja, the mother is the best of the house. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a leader, you know what I'm saying, to
mm-hmm.
guide your house. But if you're jumping from house to house to house to house, what are you showing the kids that you're in the house currently? You're just a nobody if you're hopping from house to house every
mm-hmm.
2 years or every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like certain icons, no names, but come on now.
Oh.
No shade.
Oh.
Name. I need a name.
No names.
Yeah, no names, you know, on names on drama.
No, but it's like people know who they are. It's like, why are you jumping from house to house, but you're not demonstrating anything? You're not showing any leadership. You're not putting your work into it to become
right.
that leader. You know what I'm saying? That's what
it's like. To be an icon, you should have foundation, period. You've been in this game forever. You are a leader. You are a role model. Show them some kind of right direction more than left.
Exactly, and I feel bad for those who've been in the house for, you know, 8, 9, 10 years, and they demonstrate leadership, but they don't have that opportunity. And they show that they want the opportunity, but yet you have somebody from the outside coming in wanting to take over. It's like you're overlooking what's really good and the quality of the house rather than having a trophy mother.
And then that's true, but then you have sometimes where, like, I'm the type, I don't care how long you've been in this house. If you're not ready for it in my eyes, then you're not ready for it, period. So
what qualities
do
you look for
you
as
should,
a mother?
Yeah, I don't feel that you should be mad if we don't give it to you and we pull somebody else in or give it to somebody else. You know, that's the society that's souping your head up and you thinking you're ready for something, and that's what fucks up a lot of ballroom.
First of all, these bitches don't even know how to spell hormones to begin to take hormones. They don't even know about all this stuff to be into yourself first before you become a mother.
No, and that's
you know what I mean?
Right. Now, for Andre and Jennifer, I know you guys are in two separate houses. What do you guys, you know, maybe for the kids in your house, what do you guys use as a requirement for somebody to be at least a leader in the house, like maybe being a board member or maybe potentially being a parent? What do you guys look for?
Well, what we look for is somebody that can, like, as we said, like, the mothers of our houses, of the house that we used to before, has all been people that, you know, came from, they, you can turn to them, you can call them for help or whatever the situation, even as with Kiana right now as being the overall mother. You know, somebody that can nurture kids, and even if they're having problems, you can call them or whatever. But as far as the younger girls, I don't know. It's just, it's too much. I just don't see it. Like, you don't call and say that you want to come to this house, but you want to be a mother, and you don't have a pot to piss in, a window to throw it out of. You're still padding your bra. You're still, you know, all this other stuff, and it's a fool to me. It's
right,
totally,
it's true, and that's why the scene is going down the way it is, because everybody
exactly.
wants to be a leader, but, you know what I'm saying, it's like, first you need soldiers, and then you have your leaders, and everybody wants to take lead when they don't even know where they're going.
Right, and of course, like, time is evolving, and the time is changing, but it's still some things can change, but some things need to stay to the stick to the formula.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Exactly. Well, you guys have a great evening, and I appreciate you guys answering my question.
Okay.
All right,
thank you for definitely calling in.
You're welcome, Kelly.
Okay. Switchboard, next caller. Yes. Who's on the road?
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, chow. Baby, the girls, they say the girls are trying you in the chat room, Jenny.
What they say?
They gave the very, chow, Jennifer don't know what she's talking about. She didn't even know Kiana was overall mother.
Actually, I knew, but I was playing my role. I was one of the first people that they called to let me know. So y'all can... Right, well, have a nice night, TTYL. Anyway, next caller. I'm not even going to get worked up over it because I'm not even going to, it's not important.
Hold on, we got another caller. 973-444. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing? Feedback.
Yeah, Janet Jackson.
Yeah, feedback down, honey. I want to know what some of the girls have to think about our topic that we have in here tonight, honey. Definitely feel free to press 1. Everybody in the chat room is commenting, but nobody in the
yeah.
chat room will pick up the phone and call in.
Little
girls can sit in the chat room and comment and want to say things, but nobody wants to call in and say what they feel or ask Andre these questions. Stop putting these questions in the chat room. Pick up the phone and call in and ask Andre. If you got a speaker on, if you got a microphone on your computer, you could definitely press click to talk on the top of your box over the chat room, and you could definitely chime in with us. What's the tea? Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they make you mother if you
should? Excuse me?
Why are you not Mother Ivisu?
I was the first mother of the House of Ivisu.
Do you think it's right that it skipped over you and picked Kiana?
I wasn't skipped. I just, you couldn't comprehend English correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, I just said I was the first mother of the house, so nothing was skipped. Okay, next caller, TTYL. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, caller!
Bye-bye, thank you, bye-bye.
She must
okay,
have just came on the scene a year ago or something.
Oh, shit.
I was the first mother of the house, too.
Okay.
This mother of what?
That answer is true.
I was the first mother, first father, first overseer. I was the first everything of Mizrahi. How you doing?
Wait a minute. How many mothers? How many mothers did you, this house, the house of Mizrahi had? Who was the first one?
Yeah, Heidi first.
Heidi. Okay, work Heidi.
After Heidi, we had Sanaya, we had Jack, we had Sanaya, we had Maria, we had
Carrie.
We took my overall.
Carrie was
never overall. No.
Mother's period.
Yeah, mother's period. Then we had Kelly. Carrie was still not a mother though, was she?
Carrie was the mother when Jack brought her out that night at the awards. She had on that silver velour dress with the part in the middle.
Oh, yeah, we had Vanessa. We had
Carrie. Carrie was mother at the same time.
Yeah, we had Vanessa. We had Carrie. Who else?
You didn't know.
Yep. We had Amaya. We had Trigony. We have Tati. We had Raven. We had Ray Ray.
Some queens.
Oh, you just said mother's period, so I was just.
Oh.
I don't know. Janice, Dante,
Sam Queen.
Alexis. I'm just naming motherfuckers.
Oh.
He had a bunch of mothers,
Miss. Okay, and how long have you been, how long the husband of an Andre?
The house of Miss.
You forgot Johnny, too.
Yeah, Johnny. The house of Miss Right, he's been open for 19 years.
That was about 2 months a year.
Exactly. Only 19 to 20 years. Yep.
And you was the only other fuck overall.
Yeah, I was the only overall father and founder of the House of Mizrahi, yes.
Right.
That means everybody in my house either came from another house or everybody in my house was my child at one time.
Wow.
Yep. And I only have, like, about 5 people that probably came from another house. Everybody else was children of mine first, period. I'm the only
Kelly came from a house.
Living laughter.
What'd you say, Jennifer?
Kelly came from another house.
What
you
house
all?
Was that?
Yes.
Mistake, girl.
Why did you abandon your kids?
Mistake, I had to let them go, honey. I had to let them go. They got a new system, Miss Thing.
Oh, yes, sir.
And they would only take New York State IDs for vans, so I had to let my children go because I just wasn't into the trunks.
Such
I was
a bad mother.
Trunk.
You abandoned your
trunks.
Kids.
The trunks was my realness children, and I just wasn't into the I wasn't into the trunks.
Oh,
the
ukuleles was the realness, and
the vans
was the femme queens.
Yeah, the truck was my butch queens, and the vans was my femme queens. And once my femme queen said you need a New York State ID, I had to close my house.
Right.
Yeah, so I had to close my house, baby.
Yeah.
So, you know, and this is it. But you know what, Andre? You can put in your history books, Andre.
Uh-huh.
Out of 20 years of being in the boardroom scene, I'm the only mother that predicted that she was going to be mother of this house one day when she came to join the house.
Oh.
That's to each his own. You don't know what other mothers thought that.
Baby.
You got to ask first.
Baby. Because, you know, Miss Jennifer and the girls, they see me, Miss Thing. They wanted to attack
me. Oh, we did not see you at all, bitch. Miss Thing, you came to that meeting, and it was me, it was Ray Ray, it was Taifa, Shea, we was in that corner like no shit.
It was two people
not.
That came to this house that nobody ever seen, and that was Selvin and Kelvin.
Baby, the girls did not want me up in this camp, honey.
They did not see y'all too.
She was at that meeting with her back against the door like we was going to attack her, and she was standing there with her miniskirt and her glasses like, yes, Val.
Like, Andre, she is not going to be in this house in this right here.
Baby, honey.
Well, you can say one thing, and you can't turn your back on Andre because he stood up for you. Like, well, we gave Andre, well, if she comes, we don't know, we're going to leave. He said, well, baby.
Andre, all those girls that voted me in the house, none of them are Mizrahis now. They're all in different houses, and I'm still here.
How you
doing? Here
you are. Yes. Private Caller, you on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Private Caller?
Wait, bitch, I felt some type of way. I think you're trying it. We didn't get kicked out.
I didn't say y'all got kicked out.
Oh, no, but I could hear it in your vertebra, bitch, underneath your breath. I didn't leave. It was Miss Terrell who tried it.
Hold on. Private caller, you on the air on the recap show. How you doing? Private caller. Okay, I guess that private caller just don't want to say nothing.
Yeah, once I moved to Atlanta in 1999.
Yes, that's when the shade began.
Thick shade in so many different ways.
And hold on, my girlfriend just hit me up. Hold on, Switchboard. My girlfriend just hit me up and said, Legendary Pussy Miss Roy hit me up and said, Kelly is the best mother we ever had, and I'm still here.
Work, Miss Pussy. Miss Pussy is one of ride or die.
Pussy been in this house. I don't know who came first. Was it Jack or her? Bitch, Jack might have
came before
her, bitch.
Pussy was there before you, Andre.
Two people in this house. I knew Pussy when I was a Revlon, bitch. So I'm trying to figure out who came to Ms. Rahi first. I think Jack did still, but Jack probably came like 6 months before or 1 year straight before Pussy or something like that.
Hold on, we have another caller, 215-554. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Philly in the house.
215-554, you on the air.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hi, it's the legendary mother herself, Tiny Cartier.
Tiny.
Hey, Tiny.
Hi, Andre. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. I was listening to your show, and I just wanted to let everyone know I've been running my house for 14 years.
I know that's right.
Cartier, that's right.
14 years is a long time, honey.
And I'm still here.
How you doing?
Blessed, right?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How's everyone doing this evening?
Doing fine.
Yeah, everyone's cool. I was just, it's cute that you could actually stay in one spot and run something for so long and deal with the drama and come back off on top and all of that. Some people just can't. They always could deal with the goodness, but when the bad comes through, they want to just hit it. And that's the sad part.
Well, that's the thing. You know, every house goes through trials and tribulations, but you know, if you are dedicated, which I've always been, and I've been in the ballroom scene since, 19 years.
Yeah.
Years.
Right, yes.
It's been a long time. But I'm still here, and I'm still kicking.
I know that's right.
But can you guys tell me, when is Jasmine's ball?
October 17th.
The 17th of October.
And where is it? In what city?
New York City at the lab in Brooklyn.
Okay. Oh, it's in New York. Okay, that's good. All right.
Yeah.
All right, then. All right, well, I'll check my plans and see what's going on.
Okay.
I'll call the girls and see.
They would love to see the building. They would love to see motherfuckers. That's right.
Yes. Can you tell me something? I have a question. I was listening to the show. Why is everyone so negative and so bitter that call in? My God, it's not that
serious.
That's the new generation.
And you haven't been around it for a minute to really get a grift of it. But the new generation is bitter in some kind of way. I don't know why, but a lot of them, at least 50%, is fucking horrible.
Oh, okay. Are you guys okay down there in Atlanta? Because I know you guys are flooding down there. Is everything okay?
It was actually flooding the day I left. It flooded my whole complex up, and I missed a flight or two getting here. But now I'm in New York, but it's still raining back because I spoke to my family and friends down there, and they said the rain is really fierce. And then I heard one of the mobile homes, the rain took the mobile home and killed the little three-year-old, so God bless his family and all of that. But, yeah, that rain is thick right now in Georgia, so I don't know.
And Tiny, it would be everything to definitely see you back out on the floor, honey. And I'm just sitting here reading over this category, honey, and this category just reminds me of you. It's Best Dress, and it's Mr. and Mr. High School
always known for being done, and you was definitely that girl.
Thank you so much, sweetie. Thank you. I think at this point in my life, I think, you know, I don't mind just coming and spectating, but I'm really not interested in walking anymore. But, you know, I don't mind coming and supporting, you know, certain people in certain houses. You know, I pick and choose.
Okay.
But thank you for that compliment. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Well, I don't have anything else to say. I'm about to go home. I mean, get into bed and get my rest. But you guys have a wonderful evening and
Tiny,
yes,
I just got a text from Jasmine, and she said to let you know if you're definitely going to come to the ball that Wednesday before the ball, call into the radio show and let us know if you're going to come to the ball, and she definitely wants to pitch you on the judges panel.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll call Ayana and see if she's going to come through also so we can come together.
Okay.
And that's what I'll do. I'll do this. Let me get a pen. What day is this?
October 17th.
October
17th? Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. And I'll do that. I'll make sure I call in. Have a good night, sweeties.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
They said they are saving people on boats in Atlanta. It's a mess. It's a mess here in Atlanta. The schools are closed tomorrow.
The rain is foolish.
Audrey, are you in any rush to get back home?
No. I'm in New York, and I'm bored. So if anybody in New York, come and pick me up. Let's go out.
Don't sit here and fucking try it. We've been watching Big Brother bonding.
I'm bored, y'all. They got me this fat bitch got me here watching Big Brother for 8 hours.
Andre, is Shamel's over there?
Yeah, Shamel here.
You got a call? Go get the keys. You
yeah,
know New York.
Hit it, right?
Come get me. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
In a minute.
My sister Jasmine says the rain comes here, she's moving to New York with me.
Honey, that's
work.
I would live, honey. We would
have
parties.
You'd have to move out of that area, though.
Honey, hold on. Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. Question or comment? Private caller.
Hello? I don't know what's going on with these private callers. Oh, no. Hold on. They said Stone Mountain had a massive mudslide onto 78. Hold on. We have another caller.
Moving back up here.
Yes, we have another caller from Philadelphia. 215-954. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Hi, Stevens.
Hi.
Hi. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Best ever.
Who is this?
What's this? My name is Aisha.
Okay.
Hey, Aisha. How long you been listening to the radio?
For 4 weeks.
Okay, and you enjoy it?
I love Andre. I love Kelly. And I love Miss Jennifer. I love all yours.
Thank you so much. You have any comments?
What are the bomb. And when people call in hating, it's just so scary, so irritating because y'all keep it so 100. Like, I just love it.
Okay.
So are you straight or gay?
I'm straight as a dollar bill, baby, but I love yours.
Can I ask you a question? How did you hear about Tinsel Chops?
My best friend is gay, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I know that's right. Work for the best friend hooking you onto the show.
Because I be around her every day, all day, and we just can relate to each other, even though she's younger than me, so I'm older than her, like, just, like, the respect and what he could get from me, what he can get from his family or, you know, whatever, and I give that feedback to him. Don't let nobody disturb you. You are what you are, and You're a diva, and I love your as divas. I love you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Aisha.
Yes. What's Aisha calling in, honey, being hooked to the show, and she's straight. I live, honey.
No, that's right. Big ups to Ken. Ken just called in and was telling me that, yeah, because he's in school now. He said they didn't close all the schools, but he's back in Georgia gagging because he said he could have stayed in New York and had some fun.
Thank you, Aisha, for definitely calling in. Yeah, they said they closed all the schools in Georgia. They all are closed, honey. Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Private caller, you're on the air. I don't know what's going on with these private callers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 404-992, you on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
It's Cassio Blahnik again. I got another question.
You are on the radio today? Cassio, for anybody that don't know, Cassio's
a... Oh, wait, hold on, Cassio, because you said Cassio Blahnik. I have a question for you, because, a little birdie came and sat at my window today, honey, right? I know you can get Camaro up on this phone, honey. A little birdie came and sat at my window today and told me that Camaro stole $100 from the ball in Atlanta that happened on Friday and told him one of his kids won the grand prize from the people that had the ball.
And they never even got to the category.
What's the tea?
Well, I don't know nothing about that. Y'all have to take up a Camaro. I'll try to have him call in or whatever.
After you finish asking your question, you text your daddy and you let him know that the girls is talking about him on the show so he can call in.
Go ahead on
with your question.
Yeah, I want to know about the twist category from last night. How did that go? Who won
the twist? Oh, I don't know. You got to ask one of them. I left him, went outside and went in the car and went to sleep because it was just too much.
She was bent over 8th Avenue over this car with her ass all out.
Who won the twist category?
I forgot who won twist. Who won twist? You remember last night? It was the cons.
Yeah.
They took it to the house.
Yeah, I think they're from D.C. I think both of them won. Yeah, it was two of them.
You talking about Justin Kahn?
No, not Justin. Two other ones. A dark-skinned, tall, slim one, and the other one is a little shorter than him. I don't know their names, though, but they won. They won together. There was like two of them left, yeah.
I almost definitely try to get Camaro on the line or whatever.
Hey, thank you. First of all, to the bitch in the chat room that said I can't take Camaro, I can take anybody, baby. I'm a journalist, bitch. If I get motherfucking dirt and I get tea, bitch, I'm going to spill it, Miss Thing. So, bitch, make sure you at least, 300 feet away from me, bitch, when you any place that I'm in the motherfucking building, bitch, because my motherfucking ears are like motherfucking antennas, bitch. I'll hear everything, bitch, and if I hear it and it's juicy enough for me to put it out on the radio, bitch, I'm going to spill a motherfucking tea. 347-951. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
How are you guys doing? Hey, Andre. Hi, Kelly. Hey, Jenny. Hi.
Hey.
Switchboard.
Hey, guys.
I'm just calling in because I just want to say that Kelly is the best mother.
Oh, mistake. Hold on, baby. I thought that was Deja, mistake.
No. Honey,
next caller, switchboard, honey.
Wait, do you have anything to say, caller?
Yes, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to know, since we were on the topic of mother and fathers,
mm-hmm.
Is Jamal overall father Chanel?
No.
Jamal Chanel.
Who is that?
Y'all are crazy, bitch.
Eddie,
Fred Chanel is overall father Fred Chanel.
Oh my God! I thought that was Deja for a minute.
No.
But hold on to my 50. Switchboard, is that caller still there? The caller's gone. The caller's gone. The caller, you still there?
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Bitch. But I want to just thank you. I want to definitely thank you for definitely calling that caller. Okay.
You're welcome, and I love you too, Deja. Bye,
okay,
guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bitch, let me tell y'all the story, right? Because, you know, I went out on Sunday, right, to the nail salon, right, to get my nails and my feet and my eyebrows. I went to go get my nails and my feet and my eyebrows done, bitch, right? And so, bitch, I felt like I was in motherfucking Martin, bitch. I'm not going to tell y'all which one of my daughters, but I went with one of my daughters to get her nails and her feet done, Miss Day. And, baby, they pulled the motherfucking sandblaster out and started buffing my daughter motherfucking feet, bitch. I was gagging, bitch. I just knew they was motherfucking that we was on hitting camera or something, Miss Day. They started blasting her feet with the fucking sandblaster, bitch. I was gagging.
Oh, man.
Which one? Oh, wow.
I was gagging, honey.
Somebody said they would have sandblasted your feet, but the sandblaster would have broke.
Oh. Baby, my feet is too calm for all of that, baby. Hold on, we have another caller, 857-653. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, Mom, what's up? This is TJ. Hey, Andre and Jenny.
Hey, TJ.
Mom, I am at Yankee Stadium.
What are you doing at Yankee Stadium?
That's where they
I don't know.
Are you at the bleachers, under the bleachers?
Yeah, are you under the bleachers? That's
no, I am.
Are you at the 161?
You at the park? What are you doing at the park?
You at the park? Who took you to 161?
Tyrese direction. No, Tyrese back in Brooklyn. I'm in, I don't know where I'm at.
Wait, you took the train?
Yeah.
To Yankee Stadium in 161st?
Oh my God. I know why you're calling me. Call my cell phone back. My cell phone is in the living room. I keep hearing my cell phone ringing, but it's in the living room. Call my cell phone back, and I'll give you the directions. I'll give you the directions to get back to the house. Call my cell phone back.
All right.
Pass me my cell phone like this. I'll give
you
the
directions. You abandoned that child. He had to call the radio. What if he couldn't get it? Girl.
My cell phone is in the fucking living room on the fucking charger, bitch, and I wasn't answering it because I'm on the show. Private caller, you on the air of the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing?
Passing my cell phone off the charger out there, y'all.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, private caller?
Hey, what's up?
I'm chilling.
I got a question about the ball.
Which ball?
The ball from last night.
From last night?
Last week.
Okay, which one? Last week, which one?
Oh, my bad.
Huh?
Huh?
What ball?
What ball?
Okay, goodbye, yeah, hi, goodbye.
Okay, goodbye, yeah,
goodbye.
You got a deep voice?
No, honey. On the radio, probably.
Like, yo, what's up, man? Yo. What's up, girl?
Kelly.
She giving somebody direction.
Call switchboard.
She's definitely giving somebody direction.
Oh, shit.
I want to go to IHOP.
Well, how you going to meet somebody and the person you meet is from Atlanta, Georgia, but from New York City, and they don't even show you your right direction to get back home, and you're not even from here. But this is the same motherfucker that you went and met that left you down here for 2 days before you met him.
Oh, you're not well with that. It is
well
with my
soul. In any kind of way, and it's just things like that that gets me. I don't know if it's the old age, but it's just something that should not happen.
Andre,
oh,
I don't
know.
See nothing. When I come to Atlanta and you leave me at the terminal, at the airport waiting to pick me up while you run around
with
the mall.
Hold on.
Got picked up and it wasn't 2 hours later.
Hold on. No, no. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so the I am me. No, it wasn't my daughter. It wasn't my daughter Imani. It was one of my femme queen daughters, but I'm not going to spill her name. But Jennifer definitely taught the girls good night.
Oh, it's that time.
It's been past that time.
I know. Well, TTYL, everyone, I love you all for loving me, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay? I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi, all the way from the Bronx, with the blonde head icon that I'm trying to get to move back to New York so we can take over the world, bitch. And we're going to be together doing the show for the next 2 weeks. So, girls, get ready. I love you all for loving me. Andre, take it away.
I am stuck here watching some Big Brother shit in the Bronx. Honey, please, somebody come and help me. Somebody that's in New York that I didn't see, we got a call, we can ride around. I even take Shamel's call and hit it. I am ready to go. I love everybody. We'll be here tomorrow and Wednesday. Please tune in. Y'all know my cell phone. Get me out of this camp immediately. Bye-bye.
Life and time. I've sung a lot of songs and made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. Well, but we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? We're alone now, and I'm singing a song. Precious.